your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the live Independence Day edition of the program tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's right. We're actually here when most talk show hosts want to take the weekend off, if
they
not
don't
Friday.
They don't believe you. They're not listening.
They don't
on.
Believe me. Who doesn't believe me? The listeners?
No, of course they don't.
Why
talk show hosts
me?
In on the 4th of July. What kind of sense does that
well,
make?
Well, we are
These
here.
Are rich guys that, you know, they can control the minds of the nation. They wouldn't work on the 4th of July.
Well, we're not rich.
No, no. And we don't control the minds of the
no,
nation. So
no.
We're here working.
Well, yeah. I don't really consider this work.
Okay.
It's,
well,
it's radio. I mean,
it does be working.
If I was out laying brick or something, I'd consider that work. But we are here, and we are willing to take your phone calls, as always, about whatever's on your mind. The number is 800-259-9231. I finally went to a tea party, Mark. I didn't go to the first round a few months ago, but I did go today, and I will recount my experiences in a moment. We've actually got calls on the line already, so we're going to go to them, live Independence Day edition. Perhaps you want to declare your independence today. You're certainly welcome to do that or bring up whatever you want. That is the point of the program. Let's talk to Thomas in Arizona. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the tea parties. I didn't even find out till earlier today that there were a lot of them going on. I think I heard there was 1,000 of them around the country.
I don't know about the total number, but I myself, like you, did not find out until about 11 o'clock this morning. The tea party was scheduled for high noon, and I found out because we've got this great little activist thing here in New Hampshire called Pork 411, where people can call a phone number, leave a message, and then that message is blasted out via email into smartphones all around New Hampshire, and actually you can be anywhere in the country and receive these. So somebody called in to announce that it was happening here in the Keene area, so I decided to go out and was very pleased that there were a bunch of activists there. But how did it go for you?
Actually, I didn't get to go. I had to work, but I think it's a great thing, and I think more people ought to get involved and just be woken up and as many ways as possible. Actually, there's something I want to tell you guys about. Alex Jones has a number where you can call in and listen to his show over the telephone. And I don't know how he does it, but you could expand your audience because I can't sit around on the Internet with a laptop. And if there's a way to listen to you during the day, I'd gladly call. I have unlimited calling.
Mm-hmm.
And like several hundred people can listen to the show.
Yeah, there was a company that had approached us to do that, and I don't know what company he's using, but and I even forget what they're called at this point. But they basically, it was going to be too much work for me, essentially, to put the show up there. I offered it to them, just look, take it or leave it. You can have the show and put it up, but I don't want to take the time to break it up into segments so they could insert their commercials, whatever the company was that did that. We do have the show available on smartphones, so if you've got a phone that is like a BlackBerry or an iPhone or something like that, you can tune into our Internet streams through that particular medium. But no, at this time, we don't have any way for you to actually call a phone number and listen to the show. It wouldn't really sound that good anyway, but
it actually doesn't sound bad on Alex Jones. They do not insert their commercials. It's all GCN programming. And it's for in the event that they shut the Internet down. He's doing it preparatory. The other thing I want to say again is,
that's why he put it on the phone, is in the event they shut the Internet down? I don't know. It seems a little paranoid.
When they shut the Internet down.
Oh, you think it's a foregone conclusion?
Well, I was told by Mr. Gunderson, who is the head of the FBI several years ago, that we may have another year of Internet radio before they start shutting this stuff down.
What if, just out of curiosity, like, how is your paradigm going to change as far as your belief towards, some of the more outlandish claims? What is going to happen in a year if Internet radio is still going on? I mean, like, how are you going to feel?
How am I going to feel?
Yeah.
If it's still on?
Yes.
I'll feel fine. I feel that we're blessed with another year of Internet radio that I can keep turning people on to it and where they can get the truth, and they can shut their damn TV off, quit paying their taxes, and bring in the system to a halt. Because I haven't paid for 24 years, And I hope there's another 50 years I don't pay.
Well, I hope that, and that's a message that I'd like to help share tonight, the idea of declaring your independence from the federal government and not paying a dime to them if you can avoid paying it. Has the IRS ever tried to come after you?
Sure they do, and you walk in and you take a 6'4" ex-football player with a video camera and they tell you you can't have it, and then you come back another day. You take a tape recorder, and you take in the Bible, Stevie Nicks, Van Halen, all your books and records, and you tape them up in a big box, and you tell them, you know, here they are, but I'm not going to show it to you unless you give me something that says you will not use it against me, because I have a right not to incriminate
myself. I'm sorry. What the hell does Stevie Nicks have to do with going and seeing the IRS?
She makes records, and the Bible is a book, so you take your books and records in, because that's what they want. Van Halen, Stevie Nicks, you take the Bible, you take, you know, books and records. They weren't specific.
And what did they say to you when
but
you tried that?
I don't have any records left. No, I got rid of all that crap.
Well, go down to one of the flea markets and grab a few of them.
So you have actually done this?
Of course I would never admit to that. And they would never follow me around in the parking lot with a truck with tinted windows and antennas all over it trying to intimidate me and talk to my friends and everybody else and try to scare the hell out of me, but when you let them know that you're just not going to take it, they finally give up and they look for a bigger fish.
It sounds like you need Twisted Sister albums.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Certainly an unusual approach. I can't say I've ever heard of that one before.
It tickles me.
So, you can bring up whatever's on your mind, though I guess I should let him know that a lot of phone companies are now using the Internet to provide their at least a portion of the path that the phone regular phone calls travel on. It's my understanding that they're using voice over IP more and more to kind of replace the old hardline services that they had in the past. I don't know if I'm using the right terminology here, but essentially switching to an Internet kind of protocol as opposed to the old switched copper pairs and all that. So if they shut down the Internet, as that guy is concerned that they will, I don't know if there's any real legitimate fear of that. But if they do shut it down, I mean, I suppose if the government issued some sort of edict, the ISPs would obey. But if they did shut it down, that might just stop the phone conversations anyway.
Do you think they have the Internet cutoff switch in the football where they have all the nuclear codes and stuff, too?
The football?
The football, that's
not. I don't know what you're talking about.
The football is a briefcase that of some device or another that controls the nuclear weapons.
For real or like in
for
fiction
real.
Movie or
no.
Something?
The president has a football. There's a Secret Service agent that you pay good money to. He probably gets $120,000 a year to carry around a briefcase within a walking distance of the president. And that briefcase, I think it's a briefcase, is called the football. I don't know what's in it. I don't know if it's just codes and they like read the president reads them off into a telephone or if there's some kind of device in there where he throws switches and pushes buttons and a little joystick where he controls the
ICBM. Where did you hear about that?
I read the news, I guess.
All right, 800-259-9231. Well, a bizarre way to start the show, but anything goes on this program. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We go to David in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Hey, guys. I was listening to the, I believe it was the first when you went in to do your little protest of your property taxes in.
That is correct. For those that haven't seen the video, you can go to freekeen.com or obscuretruth.com. Either way, you will get to the latest Obscure Truth video that features me going and paying a property tax bill of over $2,700 in all $1 bills.
Well, I was listening to that episode by podcast today, and I realized that my vehicle registration, or not my vehicle registrations, their fees for me owning a vehicle are due sometime this month.
Okay.
And I kind of had an epiphany of an idea, ironically enough, on July 4th, that I'd kind of like to go in, and I made some posts about this on nhfree.com, I'd like to go in with a document and hand that over where they have to sign saying that they understand that I view this as extortion. I'm going to pay, but they have to admit or they have to accept that I view it that way.
I like
and
it.
I'm not going to pay unless they sign that.
I'm for it, but they're not going to sign it. Bureaucrats are just this way. I mean, what are you going to do if the bureaucrat says, I'm not signing it, and we're not going to give you your registration?
Well, that's a good question. We'll bring it back. You can answer that in a moment. But I'm hoping that he'll have a video, somebody with a video camera there. That way he can show on camera, look, here's the cash. these bureaucrats are refusing to take this cash. All I'm asking for is a signature. What's the big deal? They fill out paperwork all the time. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, when it comes to male enhancement, we know you want to feel bigger, firmer, more in control. That's why you need Maxoderm. Maxoderm is instant male enhancement. It's topically applied, and it's for any man who wants to feel bigger, firmer, faster. That's right. With Maxoderm, there's no waiting hours, weeks, or even months to feel its effects. Customers report they literally start feeling it in 59 seconds or less. Bet you won't feel that with a pill. So guys, if you want to feel bigger, firmer, faster than ever before, go with the one product you can count on. Maxoderm, with over 50 million applications sold to men just like you. Isn't it time you used Maxoderm too? Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Maxoderm today. We'll rush it to you in an unmarked package. There's no waiting with Maxoderm. So what are you waiting for?
Call 800-781-9213 and get your free supply of Maxoderm now. Call 800-781-9213. 800-781-9213. That's 800-781-9213.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The live Independence Day edition of the program, toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them all away, including live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam, all of the show for free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen. audible.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can play them on your computer if you want to. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL if you want a free audiobook. They got all kinds of stuff over there. It's bestsellers and new stuff and old stuff. I know they've got Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged and all kinds of stuff. If you've ever been interested in this audiobook thing, these are unabridged. The Atlas Shrugged book, 83 hours long or something like that. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
And it's free. All right, let's continue here. David is in New Hampshire. You had said that you were planning a protest that was inspired by my protest of going and paying with all $1 bills a huge property tax bill of over $2,700, which is, by the way, only 6 months' worth of property tax up here in Keene. And you said you wanted to go in, pay for a car tax also in a kind of a different manner, but you were inspired. You said that what you want to do is go in with a piece of paper that basically acknowledges that they're essentially coercing this from you, get them to sign the paper before you hand them the cash. Did I understand you correctly?
That's correct.
And, Mark, your question was, what if they don't sign it?
Yeah, what are you going to do if they decide not to sign it and say, well, you know, we're not going to give you your registration unless you do it the right way, and I don't have to fill out your paperwork?
Well, I have to say I'm not entirely sure yet. That's kind of why I put this out on the forum is to be able to get some response back, some ideas, to run it through other people. I definitely already had the idea, and to, you know, I'd love to have somebody come along or several people come along with cameras. Just because I've never been part of that before, and, you know, it'd be nice to be, you know, involved in something like that.
Well, I don't know what part of New Hampshire you live. Where are you at?
Deerfield.
Where? Deerfield?
Deerfield.
I'm not sure exactly where that is, but if there are liberty activists in the area, certainly they will step forward. I don't know how many of them have experience with filming bureaucrats, but it's very likely that you're going to encounter some major opposition from the bureaucrats as far as bringing cameras into wherever they are taking people's money. They are not going to like that very much. So whoever it is that's going to stand by you with a camera needs to be prepared to respond to some of the things they're going to try to say. They're going to try to say things like, well, you need my permission to film me. Well, sorry, right. No, I don't. You're a public official. Aren't you here in a public capacity? Isn't this a public place? If you're on the job, you're on the record. So they need to be ready to come back to some of the things the bureaucrats are going to say. They're going to try to scare them. It's very likely the police will be called on you, and so, or at least the very least, they'll call them on the people with the cameras. So you've
right. The problem with Deerfield is the police station is literally down the hall from the county tax office, or the town tax office. So that's almost a given.
Okay. As long as you know what to expect out of this, and as
right.
long as the people that are accompanying you know what to expect, it'll be an interesting experiment anyway it works out.
And leave yourself an out. You know, if you go in there with a piece of paper that says that, you know, you sign this, that says you're extorting me, and then they don't want to sign it, you need to have, you know, like, what's your exit plan for that? Obviously, I don't think you're going to decide not to register your car as a result, so you need to, you know, how am I going to save face in this situation?
Well, unfortunately, I haven't mentioned it to many people, but last year during Porkfest, shortly after I moved up, I did get arrested for having suspended out-of-state plates and license because my home state had not informed me they had been suspended. And they had been suspended wrongfully. There was nothing that I'd done against the law, and I got that straightened out the next day. But it still involved $200 worth of towing fees and things like that, and I right now cannot handle that again. So unfortunately, I am going to have to register it. If I didn't have that problem, I wouldn't even be going in. So
you still don't really know exactly how you're going to handle it when they say, no, we're not going to sign that.
Right. This is really something I just thought of 4 hours ago.
And when are you planning on going to do this?
I have until the end of July.
Okay.
So
very good. That'll give you enough time to at least that'll give you enough time to confer with some of the other activists. I know you said you posted it over at nhfree.com in the forum there. And good luck, David. Let us know how it goes, all right?
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Thanks for the call, dude. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Ben, listening to WFLA in Florida. Ben, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey.
Hey, Ben. What's on your mind, dude? Go ahead.
I heard y'all talking about the football earlier, the nuclear football.
Yeah.
It's actually carried by a military officer. And it rotates through the military branches. I believe it's ever 2 months. A new officer was assigned to carry it. And what it carries is the launch codes for different missiles and launch and target packages for the American arsenal.
You'd think that they'd come up with something a little more, they could assign the president's fingerprints instead of all these random codes that get changed several times a day.
Well, I wrote a paper on this in college, and the way it was set up to work is it actually authenticates who the president is. That they're not being hacked on a radio or a closed circuit and being told to orchestrate a launch without it actually coming directly from the president of the United States.
Sure. I would think that a fingerprint or a retina scan would do that, don't you think?
Well, the idea is, though, that you won't have that capability because if and when it does come, you'd have to have the scanner there to scan the president and everything else. And if he's in mid-flight over the Atlantic Ocean without that type of technology available, it's vastly the quickest way to do it, not the
UK. But you have a military officer there with a bunch of codes. I mean, why couldn't the president replace the military officer whom we pay, I don't know, $100,000 a year to carry around a briefcase next to the president, who's, obviously the military officer isn't out there, blowing things up and breaking things, which is what the military's job is. He could just have a BlackBerry that scans his eye.
Well, BlackBerries can be hacked. Paper books can't. And just about every other nuclear country in the world has the same relatively simple same setup.
Well, just because
the
governments
are kept near the person who makes the decision on which to use the arsenal. But
just because governments are inefficient all over doesn't mean that that we couldn't make ours more efficient. I don't know. I'm certainly not the expert on this, but
do you think you can make the federal government more efficient?
Yeah, I think you could, sure.
You probably could, but I don't think I still want a level of redundancy in handling the nuclear arsenal. I don't want, that's the one place we do need, five different levels of redundancy to make sure nothing gets through. And plus, there are other set up, this is too broad to explain over the radio. It's set up at multiple levels to go through different stages to actually get the command word to actually fire. And there's more to it than that. He actually picks what he wants to, where he wants to use the weapons, and it's a broad spectrum thing. I had a friend that's dad was part of SAC, and he explained it all to me, and it took him like a day to explain it to me for the report I did.
I'll take your word for it.
I was wondering what your impression of the Tea Party movement is.
Did you go to one today? Ben?
Hello?
Ben, did you go to one of the Tea Parties? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Ben? Ben, we'll bring him back. Maybe he'll hear us then. We'll talk about the Tea Parties here in moments. 800-259-9231. We'll check on Ben, make sure he's all right and that the phone line is working correctly. And we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We will take them at 800-259-9231. You're listening to the live Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908 908- 601-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Independence Day edition of the program. We're here in the studio talking to you about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Perhaps you want to declare your independence or talk about whatever. It's up to you. 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And the features, by the way, include updates. We will send you an email whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live if you're on the updates list. So go to updates.freetalklive.com. Just sent one out a couple hours before the show, actually. We've got our very first Shriner who has validated by video. So our first video validated Shriner is now available. And those of you who are on the updates list know it first at updates.freetalklive.com. What if you found out the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. A few moments ago, we had Ben on the line listening to WFLA. He dropped off, but right before he left, he did ask us how he felt about the whole Tea Party movement. Mark, have you been to one of these Tea Parties?
I have not. A friend of mine set one up, and I just didn't make it that day. And, you know, I've got a 16-month-old son and a lot of work to do around the house. I didn't do it today either.
I didn't find out about it until about 11 a.m. today, but I did go ahead and go out to one of them. I didn't go to the first round, which were a few months ago, and I think that I'm just going to kind of comment my general comment on rallies, because that's all the Tea Parties really are so far, just people getting together and waving signs. And that's great. And I think that in any case, a rally is an event that is beneficial to people who show up because they get to kind of boost their viewpoint. I mean, they can see other people that have a similar viewpoint as them. They can socialize with them. They can network and they can get to know people. And maybe that socialization will lead to something a little more constructive. Maybe
enough, having enough rallies and meeting enough people will lead to whatever's next. Now, I don't know what's next for the Tea Party people. I don't think they really know what's next either at this point. I mean, it seems they're pretty determined to continue throwing more tea parties, which, again, great. And it seems like they're pretty obsessed with the idea of running more candidates for office, which, not so great, in my opinion at least. I don't feel like that there's any point to trying to reclaim the federal government. A lot of these people that I met today, nice folks.
Well, a lot of the people that are going to these rallies are more local politicians, and I think that you can influence local politicians more and that you have a lot more sway in your vote as far as local politicians.
Yeah, but the rallies are not about local candidates, not from what I've seen. From what I've seen, they're U.S. Senate, U.S. Representative candidates that are there. And people are talking about taking back the country and, a revolution and all of these terms that suggest. And Sam was there from ObscureTruth.com, and he and I were there kind of shooting interviews with people. And during the interviews, the same old stuff just kept coming up. The idea that, well, the Republicans of the past were bad guys. We admit that. But now we just need to put the good guys in and retake this country. And it's just this kind of happy-go-lucky attitude, Pollyanna-ish almost attitude of, well, this time it'll be different. This time we'll be able to beat all the incumbents, and we'll get in there and turn it all around. And I just don't think that these people are really connected to reality. How could they look at all of the past evidence of year after year after year of just the government getting bigger and more intrusive and more oppressive than ever, more expensive than ever? How they could look at that through Republican, through Democrat administrations and control in Congress and all of that in various different configurations and say that, well, now we're serious about making it for a free country. Now we're serious about turning it around. It's just they're fooling themselves, and it happens all the time. 4 years later, it'll be the same old politicians, as though somebody who's radically different is somehow going to get in, like a Ron Paul, is somehow going to make it into a national level kind of contest and actually have a chance at winning. It's just they're just not seeing the reality of the situation. So I got up today at the Tea Party. They had an open mic portion, and I got up and spoke. I can tell you a little bit about that. We got calls coming in, so let's talk to you first. And we'll talk ladies first, to Mary in Florida, listening to WFLA. Mary, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I wanted to talk about there was a big Tea Party in Clearwater, Florida, along Route 60, which is the main route into the beach.
Okay.
And they had quite a few people there on both sides of the road, and it was amazing. All the cars going by were honking and, getting the thumbs up sign and everything.
I saw that too today. Yeah, a lot of that.
It was amazing. And anyhow, it lasted from about 9 till around 1. And then after that, we went over to Madeira Beach, where they had a Patriots boat parade, which was sort of like a tea party on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And there was really good participation there, and everybody was there. So what we did, we took pictures of everything there, and our local newspaper never covers anything like that. So we got it, and we're going to email it to them and say, just in case you missed this news.
That's great. So what are you going to do next?
So, well, we go over the mall every weekend. We have, the rallies, and it's amazing how many horns you have honking and things like that. I know what I did. I ran for office and won.
You did?
Excellent.
What did you win exactly?
Well, I'd rather not say on the,
you're
on the radio.
You're a public official who's won, but you don't want to tell us who you are and where you won?
No, because I'm supposed to be nonpartisan.
Gotcha. Okay. Was it for like a state level office or
local? Stop digging. She doesn't
want to
talk about it.
I'm just trying to get an idea of what this is.
She's clerk of the county court or something. Leave the lady alone.
Okay. So what? So you've run for office, and now what? What do you think's next in this whole Tea Party process?
Well, I'm on the county committee to, we help elect officials. So, I work for candidates and things like that.
So you want to run some more candidates and take the federal government over and turn it back around and get more freedom or something, or what?
Well, Well, it's going to, I think it's going to take a while, but.
Like what? A few decades?
You start them down at the bottom and, you know, work them in.
Mm.
And it doesn't always take that long.
Did you feel ripped off when the contract with America got us George Bush in 2000 plus a Republican?
I think history is going to show that George Bush was a good president.
Well,
really?
History may show that. It certainly won't show him as a conservative one. It won't show him shrinking the government in any place at all.
No, I agree with that. But
maybe it'll show him as a good Democratic president.
He certainly hasn't done the damage we have now.
What's that?
He certainly hasn't done the damage we have now.
Really?
He laid the framework for it. I mean, he was the bailout guy.
I'm getting two people on here at once, and I can't.
He was the bailout guy. He bailed. He started the bailouts. I mean, really, Obama's porculus plan.
That didn't work. So is it right for Obama to go back there and do quite a few more?
No, of course not.
So
I'm worried about our health care.
A Republican spent hundreds of billions of dollars trying to fix the system. And so a Democrat goes in and spends trillions of dollars. Why is the Democrat worse?
Because you don't want to add on to something that's not working. And
so,
you want to fix our health care?
What was
so
great about George W. Bush? I mean, if you think that I agree with you that Barack Obama's bad, bad man, no doubt about it. But what is it so great? I mean, that you think history is going to look back on George Bush and say, yeah, great guy.
I think he got freedom in Iraq for them.
Freedom in Iraq?
Yeah.
Now,
I think that's going to show that we won. And
who's we?
Or the democracy.
Democracy won in Iraq.
Democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. I feel like the sheep because I don't want to be in Iraq. Did I win?
You're losing now with Barack Obama in.
Look, I understand. I think Democrats suck too. I've just been burned by the Republicans, and I don't want to go back there.
It's okay, Mark. There's a whole new crew of Republicans that will be up for an election in 2012, and they're really going to roll back
those
the government.
Those guys will really keep the contract with America.
Yeah, sure.
This time
you believe it, right? Thanks, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Americans are lining up to get suckered again in 2010 and 2012. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. But what else can they do, right?
What else can they do?
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the Independence Day edition, and we're always live on Saturday nights, but we're still live here, even though it's a holiday. Most people are out enjoying their barbecues, I think, is the most popular thing to do on Independence Day. Maybe you're out listening to Free Talk Live at the barbecue. If so, we appreciate you being out there listening, and feel free to be a part of the show at 1-800-259-9231. Also inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com if you want to help out Free Talk Live, get behind the show financially. One of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter amazon.freetalklive.com and buy whatever you need. They've got dozens of categories. You can even buy used items. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer. You've probably shopped there before and had a great experience because it really is a great website with a huge selection of products and free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of new items. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and Free Talk Live will get a cut of your purchase. Let's continue talking to you about whatever's on your mind. It's David calling from Keene. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Hi. I was actually at that thing today in Keene.
Uh-huh.
And, excuse me. I usually go there. They have the peace demonstration earlier. Mm-hmm. And then today they had that, tax thing later. And I did stay for some of that.
What'd you think about it?
I thought it was all right. It seems like a lot of the people were like very right wing and, yeah. I think pretty much everybody doesn't like taxes, really.
Oh, I don't know if it's everybody, but a lot of people don't.
Well, no one wants their money taken away.
That's true. Right? Most people don't, but they're willing to give up some money if other people are going to be robbed more. Hmm. Some people, most people. You're right, most people don't like it.
Well, yeah, but I don't understand. If they're right wing, then... And many of them are not pro the war, but not like against the war so much. Well, I don't know. It just seemed like.
Yeah, what are the right wing people who were for Bush's war in Iraq and Afghanistan? What do they think about Obama doing the same thing?
And the largest Marine push in the war in Afghanistan right now.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Well, I guess he's shifting shifting focus.
Well, he's just like George Bush, except with a little more melanin in his skin, maybe a little younger, I guess, as well. But, you know, there's really not any difference between these people, and that's one of the things I tried to point out during the time at which I took the microphone at this this particular Tea Party event. David, any other thoughts for us tonight?
I was just going to say, if they were against the war and everything, and they're against taxes, I just seem to recall, like, people saying things like, the war is costing, like, $37,000 a minute and things like, or whatever it was,
right,
in taxes, and I don't know how that jives to be against.
You know, certainly doesn't. This is one place that the right wing really falls on its face, is the idea that you can, well, you know, we should have lower taxes, except we need to go out around the world and kill people.
Yeah.
We've got 100 and, you know, we need to keep up those 700 military bases in 131 nations around the world. That's money that people could be using to do what they want to do. Things, you know,
open a new business,
philanthropy inside their neighborhood,
expand their business, hire somebody new, all of those things. We could do a lot more with the money in our pockets. And you're right. They say they don't like taxes, but really when you nail them down, it's they don't like being taxed by Democrats. They wouldn't mind being taxed by Republicans if that means that they could, like Mark was saying, go over and build an empire around the world. So they've got a long way to go in their understanding of what is an appropriate way to deal with their fellow human beings. But I think that we're all learning things, and I was actually surprised at the fairly warm response my message got today. David, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Basically, I got up there and talked about how Independence Day should be called Independence Day and not the 4th of July. So that was kind of my opener, and that got a pretty good reception, as you might imagine. Because, Independence Day!
It's a good idea.
So I started with that, and then I pointed out that we should focus more on independence instead of the idea of taking over the federal government or trying to turn it around, the futility of that. And I know Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, and I think he got footage of this, so maybe we'll post it online at a later time, but there were a couple of people that spoke and actually did slip in kind of an anti-war message, and they didn't get booed down. So that was a good sign, I think. And I pointed out that we need to focus on independence, and instead of just thinking that we can just elect new people and have them change things, just look at the history. That hasn't worked. The government keeps getting bigger and bigger, and I suggested that maybe instead of talking about electing people, we should be talking about not giving them money in the first place. Got some applause, and everybody seemed to be pretty positive towards it. So, again, these are people that are at least receptive to the ideas of freedom. They may not get them right now, but the more we can be friendly to them, the more we can put the ideas of freedom into their hands and grab them, now's the time. Because as long as the Democrat is in office, they're likely to listen to what freedom people have to say and maybe move a few steps toward our direction, at least until some Republican gets back in, and then they lose all critical thinking whatsoever, and we'll go back to just, you know, whatever the Republicans say is
all
they think should be.
You know what we need? We need a Department of Homeland Security. We'll just create a few new departments.
Let's continue here with your calls. Tim is listening to WFLA in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hello, guys. Hey, I had an idea about the guy that wants to, you know, pay his vehicle registration, have somebody tape him when he goes and do that.
Mm-hmm.
If they have press credentials, it doesn't matter what the press credentials are, then even law enforcement is a little bit more hesitant to actually lay hands on somebody and throw them out.
That's helpful.
So, depends on where you are. I can tell you that hasn't stopped them from harassing my friends with press credentials. But you never know. It doesn't hurt to have a little name badge. It can certainly do things, especially with bureaucrats that have never had an experience like that before. And in a lot of cases, most people don't engage in this kind of activism, so most bureaucrats have never come across it. And the first time they do, if you do have a badge to flash, I think you're right, it will make a difference in a lot of cases.
Yeah, and if they even, you know, get there and say, hey, I'm doing a story on this gentleman and, you know, his current beliefs, not even that they're there supporting him, but try to make it as neutral as possible, that they are there supposedly, as the media is supposed to do, just report and then let other people make up their mind instead of figuring out what they want to tell us. But that's a different story.
Well said, sir. Any other ideas tonight?
I think that's going to do it tonight.
Thanks, Tim, for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. If you want to make your own press badge, it's not a hard thing to do these days. Pretty much any graphics program can do it for you. You can get like a little laminate one of those inserty laminate things at Walmart and get a lanyard, hook that around your neck. And you can make yourself look kind of pressy that way. If you want to go,
shalabim, you're a reporter.
Exactly. If you want to go all out, there are websites where you can actually have them custom make you an ID card, and then you could take that ID card and you put it into the laminate or something like that. That way, it'll look a little more professional.
I don't think that's going to get the bureaucrat to sign the piece of paper that says that that he's being extorted.
Oh no, he was talking about that for the people with the cameras.
Understood.
Right. So yeah, it's
a good idea.
It's not a magic pass. It's not going to work every single time. But the fact is, these bureaucrats are used to seeing things like badges. They're used to seeing paperwork and things that look official. And so the more official you can look, the more in the part that you can act, the more likely they are to accept your claims that you are the press. And you are the press, darn it. If you've got a video camera, if you've got an audio recording device, if you've got a pen and a notepad, you're the press. And don't let them tell you otherwise. Don't let them try to tell you that just because you're not part of WFLA television or whatever, some old media, big media station, that you aren't as much of the press as they are. That's nonsense. And
sure.
Stand your ground.
The fact is, that TV station, you know, may have been given a license by the federal government. However, mm-hmm. When you look at a newspaper, who gave them their license? They just started up, and they happened to, you know, in the case of the St. Petersburg, the St. Pete Times won the war against whatever other newspapers are around, and the Tampa Tribune won the war against the other newspapers, and Bradenton Herald and the Sarasota Herald Tribune, they don't have licenses. You're just as legitimate with your little blog on the Internet as they are.
And if you get good footage of them trying to shut you down, you could promote your blog even more.
Absolutely. Your blog will be that much more interesting.
And you'll turn those bureaucrats into YouTube stars. Let's continue with Andrew in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live, Andrew. Andrew in Connecticut, going once.
Can you hear me?
You are on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, I also wanted to help, I think his name was Dave or David, about the auto registration. They're just going to laugh at him if he goes about it that way. I think what he should try and do is communicate with them via the mail documentation, whether it be submitting affidavits or using FOIA, Freedom of Information, and perhaps try playing dumb. Maybe you'll catch them giving up some information that they might not normally would. But then the question is, so you got them to admit that you signed it under duress or distress. What do you do with it from that point on? And I don't know how the answer for that.
I think it's just a protest. I mean, I went in and I paid with dollar bills. What do I do now? Well, I'm going to have to pay again in another 6 months. So it's just something to generate some attention, something to put a YouTube video out there, something to show, hey, we're at least doing something here in New Hampshire. I thank you for the call. More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. You know, we're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.